James sat down on the edge of the bed and looked at me. "What?" I said. "Are you all right?" "Of course," I said, and swung my legs over the side of the bed so that I wasn't facing him. "Only... yes?" "It was a bit silly, taking the girls." I turned and gave him a hug. I like him to be protective. "I know," I said. "I didn't think it through properly." He kissed me on the tip of my nose. "Tell me next time, and then we can work on the defence together. Have I got time for a bath?" "Yes. Do you want me to go next door for some clean clothes?" I nodded and decided to wait for him to return before running the bath. He would select the right clothes for the occasion. All week, Lisa had been failing to put the parcel from her brother out of her mind. Every day, it was the first thing she thought of. She gave up trying to forget about it for today. "Has there been any post?" Ed continued shooting Germans.
"Dunno. I haven't passed the door yet."
"Why do you keep asking about the post?" "It's just we haven't had any for days."
"And you're missing being told that there's a large cash prize awaiting you?"
"I was expecting a birthday present." Ed shifted his attention from the screen and looked at Lisa.
"Your birthday was last week. Or do you have two like the Queen?"
"I know when my birthday was. There was a present I was expecting that didn't come, and I'm just worried it might have got lost in the post."
"You didn't like my present, did you?"
"I knew you didn't." "What are you talking about? I'm not talking about your present. I'm expecting something else, from someone else."